We want information.
I will not be pushed.
Who are you?
Filed. Stamped.
The new number two.
Index.
Who is number one?
Briefed. Debriefed.
You are number six.
You are a lying ignoramus.
Or numbered.
I am not a number.
My life is my own.
I am a free man.
You're making this stuff up.
Now, live from the Lion, 90.7 FM, Radio Free Penn State.
All right, everybody, welcome to Radio Free Penn State. I'm Andy Nagapal, your friendly neighborhood annihilator.
Next at 5.
Penn State can't possibly be wasting money.
I'll tell you what, despite my best efforts to stem waste that I have control over, in the past 10 years, I have probably wasted knowingly $1 million of taxpayer money.
The conversation you can't ignore.
Martin Nemko, advisor to over 15 different college presidents, very well written piece, America's Most Overrated Product, the bachelor's degree.
50% of college seniors couldn't understand a newspaper editorial, and they instead graduate with a mountain of debt, and yet we don't disclose it to those kids, and yet we take their money. It is an out-and-out travesty.
We don't need no education.
Is there artificial price inflation with college tuition?
The biggest cause of higher education costs, ironically, is because the government continues to subsidize it as much as they want and without regarding accountability. If the public was aware how bogus the statistics are, the demand for college would go down and therefore the cost would go down.
I think if the public knew how much waste there was at Penn State, there would be such an outcry that the university couldn't function. They would reject outright any of their expenditures.
How does one go about finding out and documenting all this sort of thing?
Radio Free Penn State.
Well, you can't, and that's why I have to call your program under a pseudonym, because if they found out who I was, they'd fire me on the spot.
Yeah, then they'll say we're private. We can fire anybody we want, right?
Dinesh D'Souza, your 1991 book, Illiberal Education. The Pennsylvania State University offers financial incentives. All black students who maintain a grade average of C to C+ during the course of a year get checks from the school. White and other minority students are ineligible for the cash rewards.
When some of this was reported, they would deny it, and then they realize if we're going to deny it, we probably should stop it. But it kind of shows you the insanity that's been going on in the name of diversity, and some of it's gotten worse.
You know, they talk about diversity, but what they really mean is a bunch of people who look different but think the same way.
You were in the English department, Bernie.
Yeah, the professor in the English department at Penn State says, do we really want to teach students how to think critically? And then perhaps they go out and vote for somebody like Rick Santorum. I mean, is that really what we want? And so everybody sits around and goes, good point. And I'm thinking, where am I?
I was in an English class a couple years ago where a girl stands up and says, well, feminism is nothing more than the idea that women should have equal rights. Clearly, we can explore into anything and everything that's been done under the banner of feminism and see that there's quite more than simply the struggle for equal rights. That's like saying Nazism is nothing more than putting Germans to work. Or you know, I mean, it's absurd. You can't say that.
This year's Penn State Young Americans for Freedom Chair, Ms. Shauna Moser.
We found out the voter registration of all of the professors on campus. There is 56% registered Democrats as opposed to a measly 23% Republicans.
It's that high.
Yeah.
We have a Professor Bartholomew from Penn State Du Bois.
If you feel that you're being taught one-sided, check out the literature, because those are peer-reviewed.
So who reviews women's studies? What peers? They're all Democrats. There's no Republicans in there.
I would imagine there have to be some Republicans somewhere. But again, they go to the...
Not according to this.
David Horowitz.
This is a fun show, and this is obviously a fun station.
You make the claim that the 101 dangerous professors all believe in some version of Marxism, and you call me a Marxist. So
I don't know. Did I?
Well, you do call me a Marxist. Yeah, you do. Andy, am I right?
Page 305, nor does it explain how a primitive Marxist such as Richards can have been teaching for two decades at a major university.
The student offers an alternative viewpoint. I don't think it's bad that my mom is a stay-at-home mom. The student is then chastised verbally by the professor in the classroom, stating that her mom sets women back 100 years. Where is the genuine scholarly inquiry? How is that an environment conducive to academic discourse?
Dave calling in from State College.
Every time he put his own opinions down, he'd be getting failing grades. Every time he parroted word for word what the instructor wanted him to, he'd get A's.
If this continues, then where's the accountability going to come from? And
How does any of this get rectified?
Well, it really only comes from students going on Radio Free Penn State and talking about it.
Well, gee, thanks.
Miss Star Parker on the air. The voucher system is the last question I'll ask you.
I think that in education, K through 12, we should model it after the college level because that level has been successful. You don't have too many failing colleges in this society. Don't we wonder why?
Although I would argue that many colleges that are in a very cushy situation right now, they enjoy the best of all worlds. They get as much public and private money as possible, and they're getting away with decreasing their quality of education.
That is true. Yeah, no, you're making a good point. They are value-free and just as bankrupt when it comes to having any type of sense of humanity or right or wrong.
Debate ensues about campus-wide smoking ban. Quote, it's not a personal rights issue. It's a public health issue, says coordinator of University Health Services. If you're on the public payroll, you should not be framing the debate. That debate should be had in a university setting where we're supposed to have a free marketplace of ideas and a meeting of the minds.
Oh, no. You're totally off the mark here, Andy. We're not supposed to teach people to think. We're supposed to teach them to think the right thing.
Miss Tammy Bruce is an openly gay, pro-choice, gun-owning, pro-death penalty, voted for President Reagan, progressive feminist.
I'm exhausted, too. I just want people to know how tiring all that is.
The Tammy Bruce Radio Show, apparently the first openly gay woman in the country to host a mainstream talk radio program.
Andy, you're absolutely right. Other than radio and like a program like yours, radio, I think, is really the last pure town hall in this country.
From the State College Police Department, Sergeant Dana Leonard. You were saying that one of the chronic problems is that many young people attend parties where they don't know the host. They're uninvited guests. They just roam in. So how does a undercover officer end up at the party?
Well, they can do it the same method. I mean,
so you're basically going to send them on assignment to do what you want the students not to do. Is that it?
Well, if you're trying to catch me here.
State representative of the 77th District, Mr. Scott Conklin. Welcome to Radio Free Penn State. How are you?
Hey, it's great to be here. But just 5 minutes ago, you did say you had specific businesses in mind that you'd like to fund.
Absolutely.
With state money.
So would they be competitive grants or would they be non-competitive?
They would have to go through the application process like everyone else.
So then you don't have specific businesses in mind?
When you say, I know I have
that
specific.
You would fund.
No, I don't have specific businesses. Very good. These guys are good.
Hi, welcome to Radio Free Penn State.
I just wanted to say it's good to hear some intellectual conversation. You don't hear that a whole lot on the news nowadays.
The conversation you can't ignore.
You do great radio. I think it's the best in this area. I've said that. I've called in before.
We have Miss Ann Coulter on the airwaves.
Hello. Hi there.
As far as the rest of the college-age students who are either moderately liberal or are still in the point in life where they're shaping their views about a lot of things, what is your message to the rest of the youth of America?
Don't be spoon-fed slogans. Look into issues for yourself. Don't talk to me. I don't
really know. Well, Andy, I think you have kept this program on the air, and you have influenced a lot of people, not by what you preach, but just by your dedication and tenacity and endurance that has affected a lot of lives.
Radio Free Penn State. Justice.